USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
We are ready with diplomacy to engage in diplomacy with Russia and our allies and partners to improve stability and security in Europe as a whole. And we are ready to respond decisively to Russian attack on Ukraine.
President Biden on Tuesday insisted that Moscow's concern that NATO's expansion is a security threat is unfounded and addressed the citizens of Russia, saying, "You are not our enemy, and I do not believe you want a bloody, destructive war against Ukraine." End quote. The Arizona Senate voted Tuesday to outlaw abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy, moving before a highly anticipated Supreme Court decision that could bring changes to abortions in the United States. Senator Nancy Bartow, the Republican sponsor of the bill, said the state has an obligation to protect life. Democrat Senator Martin Cazada said the reality is that we're making life harder for the people that need the most help in our society. USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water projects, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15, decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
As Americans are becoming more wary of inflation and the attack on their buying power, more bad news has come out.
Wholesale inflation in the United States exploded again last month, rising 9.7% from a year earlier, in a sign that price pressures remain high at all levels of the economy. The Labor Department said that its producer price index, which measures inflation before it reaches consumers, jumped just over 1% from December. The year-over-year increase was down from the record 9.8 recorded in both November and December, but was well above what the Biden administration's economists were expecting. Last week, the government reported that inflation at the consumer level has already soared in the past year at its highest rate in more than four decades. From the USA Radio Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
The families of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting announced Tuesday they have agreed to a $73 million settlement of a lawsuit against gunmaker Remington. USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
President Trump's 2016 campaign advisor, George Papadopoulos, told Newsmax that panic is beginning to settle in for Hillary Clinton, the Democrat Party, and mainstream media regarding the latest findings in the Durham investigation.
What I really think, if you're Hillary Clinton, the Democratic Party, or their allies in the mainstream media, then panic is certainly beginning to settle in. Even before these new damning revelations by John Durham, Joe Biden's approval rating had hit a fresh low. And now you have this bizarre attempt to simply whitewash the last 4 years with the media not even covering it for 5 minutes. And what this showcases to me is that there was a tremendous collusion between not only the Democratic Party, but the Clinton campaign and likely the upper echelons of the Obama administration with the media to ascertain a falsehood that not only upended America for 4 years, but almost single-handedly destroyed a presidency. I can tell you, Grant, as somebody who was thrust into the fire of a coup attempt, what this was. There was simply no basis, factual basis, to launch an investigation, let alone to continue it.
President Trump says the Department of Justice should absolutely declassify remaining Trump-Russia probe records after Durham's court filing. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.